You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, coming to you from Cocoa, Florida, here in the studios of WMIE Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. And this radio program is expanding now, and I'm very grateful to God for that, that He's enabling us to get this message and these messages, these Sunday sermons from the church that I pastor, and these messages that I record, like we're going to hear today, here in the studios, outside here, and start to spread around the country. And we are on now KCNW in Kansas City, WBXR in Huntsville, Alabama, courtesy of the Wilkins Radio Network, and it's my thrill, my pleasure to be sharing the Word of God with you. I hope you've been enjoying these programs. This is our third month on those stations now. We've been on for 20 years here at WMIE and WWBC here in Central Florida, and we're in Matthew chapter 24. We're going to continue what we've been looking at. What will be the signs of your coming at the end of the world? The end of the age. I'll tell you what, Jesus has got everyone's attention now. For so long, people would blow off some of these signs, thinking that this can't happen in their lifetime or it's really not happening. But when we stop and look at the Word of God now, I'll tell you, His return, our salvation is nearer than when we first believed, Paul wrote in Romans 13. And the world is at a standstill just about now. I just heard the other day now in England that they just established a snitch hotline where if you catch someone or spot someone not wearing a mask, you can call the government and they'll handle it from there, thank you. But if you see someone, you call the snitch hotline and then they will deal with it. You see, we're coming up, okay. Lord's showing us where we're going today. Thank you, Lord. We're coming up to the time now where we can see the similarities between the Word of God and what's going on around us here. I had no idea. I had an idea where we were going, but now I know, thank you, God, exactly where we're going. And let me turn in my Bible as I encourage you to as well, or follow along with us here this morning. Revelation chapter 13. Lord God Almighty, we praise you today. Lord, we listen for your voice. Speak to us today where we know that you speak in your word. We listen for you. Lead us and guide us. Show us some awesome new truth today that we didn't know before. Reveal mysteries to us like Daniel showed us that you are the one that reveals and speaks mysteries. Lord, we come to you with a hungry hearts here today. Help us to know the truth here today. Lead us and guide us and speak to us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I mentioned earlier, just a second ago, how call the snitch hotline and then the government will take it from there. And now we can see pestilence in the government. Pestilence. Here and now, the coronavirus and the government's involvement in it. I went the other day to get a pound of coffee, and as I was in the supermarket, a voice came over the loudspeaker that says, "You cannot buy in here without the mask." And then I know anytime I go take my wife out to dinner, we go to a restaurant, every employee has to wear a mask. So there, you cannot sell without a mask. So I was thinking that no one can buy or sell save he that has the mask. I mean, Lord help us, all we're missing is the number of his name. Look how similar we are and how close we are. Look at how closely what's going on around us today parallels what the Bible says is another sign of his return. I have heard here in this country three or four governors say that once the vaccine to this COVID-19 comes out, that you must take the vaccine in order to, guess what, friend? In order to buy or sell. Now, with that in mind, let's spend the next 7 minutes in the Word of God. Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. Okay, now we know this is the false prophet because chapter 19, verse 20 calls him as such. He's got two horns like a lamb. Now remember, this book is symbolic. Understand the symbols, you'll understand the meaning. The lamb, you go all the way back to Genesis. We know what the lamb is. That when the lamb, when Abraham said to his son, God will provide himself a lamb for the offering, for the sacrifice. And the lamb from John the Baptist, behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. Even the scapegoat, they laid hands on him and set him out into the wilderness. The Lamb represents Jesus Christ in the Bible. Amen? The dragon represents Satan. He is called as such in chapter 12. That serpent of old called the devil and Satan, the dragon, was cast out of heaven. We know who it is because the Bible tells us clearly who it is. So when you see someone with two horns like a lamb and speaks like a dragon, it's a fake Christian. Like Jesus warned you, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. Paul says Satan transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. This is a counterfeit Christian here who's going to deceive people by what he does. Verse 12, he exercises all the authority of the first beast, that's Antichrist, in his presence, and he causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Verse 13, Revelation 13:13, he performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those that dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do. Maybe he deceives your son or your daughter or your husband, your wife. Maybe he's going to deceive you. Friend, let me ask you the question here on this day. Did you know that at the end of the age, Satan's going to have the power to give life? Did you know that? If you say I'm crazy, keep reading here. Verse 15, he was granted power. The King James says he was granted power to give life. It's right here in the Bible. This is how Jesus said, take heed that no one deceives you. Or when was the last time you heard or have personally saw, when was the last time you personally saw someone call fire down out of heaven? When was the last time? When was the last time you've read it in the Bible? For those of you that know the Word of God, for those of you that don't know the Word of God, know the Word of God, I'd say shut off your television, turn the news off, and open up the Word of God and spend time with the truth. I have come to bear witness of the truth. Jesus said to Pontius Pilate, those that are of the truth know my voice and hear me. Turn off the muck and turn on Jesus Christ and spend time with him and then you won't be deceived. That's his number one warning. Look out, be careful, take heed, don't let any fool out here deceive you. This false prophet calls fire down out of heaven to deceive people, friends. He deceives those that dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do in the sight of the beast, telling those that dwell on the earth to make an image, Greek word icon, to make an image to the beast who had the wound of the sword and lived. And he was granted power to give breath or life, whatever your fancy is. The Greek word there is pneuma. Pneuma is a proper name for the Holy Spirit. Hagios pneuma. Pneuma means spirit, air, breath, life. The King James translators chose the word life, granted power to give life to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. Now, I'm going through this fast because I only have about 2 minutes left. He causes all, small, great, rich, poor, free, and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except he that has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, or the number of man. His number is chi, xi, stigma. It's three Greek letters. Chi, like where our word ch comes from, looks like an X. Relates to number 600. Xi, like the letter Z, relates to 60, you know, like L in Roman numerals is 50. Well, the Xi in Greek is 60. And stigma, letter that's not even used anymore in Greek. It's an old S. Correlates to 6. Chi, Xi, stigma. In English, 666. But the thing is that the time is coming when you and I, and those that are alive on the earth at this time, they won't be able to buy or sell except if they got the mark. And I look around me today, and half a dozen governors have told me that I, Paul Esposito, can't buy or sell unless if I've got the vaccine. Oh, boy. At an hour that you think not, the Son of Man cometh. He's coming a second time, apart from sin, to all those that look for him. Friends, the Lord Jesus said, when you see all of these things, as ethnic uprising, earthquakes, coronavirus, when you see all of these things, recognize, smell the coffee, recognize my return is near. Jesus is coming back soon, and he's coming back again to all of you that are looking for him and eagerly awaiting him. And once the door is shut, I guess we'll have to pick it up there in our next program. What happens once the door is shut? We're out of time. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.